5 years after its first expected release date, it's no exaggeration to call the Chilcot Inquiry Report into Britain's entry into the Iraq War long awaited. It's due out finally this week, and even before Sir John Chilcot hands down his verdict, some MPs already want the former Prime Minister Tony Blair to be punished. The report could also have implications for Australia, as Tom Nightingale reports.
Well over a decade since the war in Iraq began, Tony Blair's old political enemies are getting ready to act. They include the former Scottish First Minister, Alex Salmond.
One way or another, there are many MPs, and this is not a party political thing, this is across the political parties, who are absolutely determined that account has to be held to, that you cannot have a situation where this country blunders into an illegal war with the appalling consequences, and at the end of the day, there isn't a reckoning. There has to be a judicial or political reckoning for that.
In some ways, the Chilcot inquiry is all about Tony Blair. Some MPs are still so angry, they're reportedly considering using an obscure law for the first time in more than 200 years. It'd probably mean Mr. Blair is banned from holding public office again. Monash University's Professor Sarah Joseph believes the inquiry's results will be bad for Tony Blair.
The most likely war crime is the crime of aggression, which is the crime of waging an illegal war. And I think that conclusions of that nature are quite likely. I do believe Iraq was an illegal invasion by all of the countries involved, and therefore it was illegal for the UK.
The International Criminal Court has ruled it has no jurisdiction over that offence.
It has jurisdiction over crimes that occur in a war, such as targeting civilians and using illegal weapons and things like that. It does not have jurisdiction over the crime of going to war. Normal war crimes, you know, crimes in war, are a breach of UK law, but the crime of aggression has a very unsettled status in the domestic law of countries. And I guess that's partly because such prosecutions would almost be inherently political.
So we could have a situation where the report finds that Tony Blair has committed one type of war crime and he's never prosecuted anywhere for it.
Yes, that could happen. I mean, there would be countries in the world. There are certainly countries in the world where the crime of aggression, which used to be called crimes against peace, it was one of the crimes prosecuted way back in Nuremberg. There are countries which have domestic jurisdiction over that crime. And I guess if Tony Blair ever travels to such countries, it is possible that they could exercise jurisdiction and grab him and try and prosecute him. That is possible. But I'm afraid I don't actually see that Tony Blair is likely to be actually prosecuted anywhere. And the most likely would be some sort of international court, but the ICC is not that court.
And do you think there'll be any implications for Australia out of the Chilcot inquiry?
If the Chilcot inquiry finds that the waging of the war was illegal, certainly by implication, then the actions of Australia were also illegal. So, you know, there could be findings of that sort, which means, again, just like Tony Blair could be worried about travelling to countries which criminalise the crime of aggression, that could be the same for certain former members of the Australian government. But I don't think the Chilcot document will make any direct findings about foreign governments.
The Chilcot inquiry will be released on Wednesday.
Tom Nightingale.